have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Justin Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Thank you all so much for being with me. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, the biblical question: do you suffer the consequences of your actions? Do you suffer the consequences of your action? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you are out and about, you're busy, and you would love to be listening to the show while you're doing whatever it is you're doing, you're working out, you are making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you are selling fentanyl, or you're buying fentanyl, you're getting high, and then you're contemplating whatever, you still could be listening to the show, or you're just laying up at a beach. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour today, every Wednesday. In the meantime, you can jump in now. Lines, there are a couple lines open if you want it. 888-77-5-3-773. 888-77-JESSE. A spiritual battle. This election thing that's happening right now is very interesting to me in that. Yesterday, the Kamala Harris female, she decided on her so-called VP running mate. And according to all the report, she picked the guy that is as socialist as she is. I mean, there are just more of her. Socialism and not knowing what they're doing and don't care. And it's all about power and finance for themselves. And I was wondering, what are the Democrats really up to? No one really knows. I mean, the Democrat so-called leadership knows, but the voters don't know, and some of the conservative media don't know, and the commentaries don't know. They're guessing at it, but they don't really know what the Democrats are up to. Because for them to pick two staunch socialists, communists, Kamala Harris and the guy that she picked yesterday, Tim Walz, is saying that they're up to something. And I've said to you over and over again that angry people are desperate people. And angry people, it doesn't matter what they do in life or don't do or who they are, angry people are desperate people. And desperate people would do anything to get what they want, their ego fulfillment. They'll do anything. They're desperate. They'll build an army against you. They'll try to destroy you. Your own family member, your mama, your daddy, you know, whomever is angry or desperate, right? And the Democrats are desperate. They're desperate. Your wife would do it to you with your children. She'll destroy those children to get back at you because she's desperate. Just think about that. I'll destroy them and then try to blame you for it. Y'all don't know yet. And some of you are starting to see as you're waking up. You don't know the depths of anger, the evil depths of anger. That's why no one that has anger has peace. Nobody. I interviewed for the Father State yesterday, brand new episode. I interviewed a husband and a wife, professional people, nice people too, by the way, if I can say that. And they were really nice people, but they both had anger and had no peace. I asked, do you have peace? No. Anyone that has anger has no peace. And not only do you not have peace, you have no mercy on yourself. Isn't that amazing? And the Democratic Party is desperate to maintain so-called power, control, and wealth. And socialism is about control. So I don't know what they're up to. So we'll have to wait and see. Make sure you get out and vote. However you're going to vote, whomever you're going to vote for, get out and vote. And we'll see what happens. But I do want to warn you, especially to the white conservative Trump supporters, you want to drop your anger. You want to drop your anger. Because if it doesn't go the way that you want it to go or expect it to go, you're going to overreact, and they're going to do what they're doing to the whites in England right now. The whites are overreacting to a alleged killing of three little children, and the government is telling them they're going to be protecting the Allahu Akbar people. And they make up a title of anti-Muslim people. That means they're going against the whites in their own country and their own government. That will happen here. And you've seen it happen before. If you are angry and you overreact, come November, if it doesn't go your way, the way that you had hoped, the way that you vote, you got to be careful. They want you to overreact so that they can lock you down if you're white. Do what you want, but I would recommend you drop the anger, have a wait and see, get out and vote, encourage others to vote if you want. But you got to not overreact to the situation. Now, if the so-called left overreacted, if they lose and they overreacted, that's different. They could get away with it. They could burn down America. They could tear down statues. They could burn the flag, American flag. They can chant. They can even chant Allah U Akbar, or death to America on America's soil. Death to Israel on America's soil. Get away with it, but you can't do that on the right. So drop your anger. There's never, ever, 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 but never an occasion to be angry. Nothing. No matter what happens to you, it doesn't call for you to be angry. All right, so just think about it. Do what you want, but I'm warning you, you will regret it if you're angry and you overreact come November. Because we don't know what the Democrats are going to do. We don't know what they're up to. And they will do anything. They're desperate right now. And they are afraid. They don't like Kamala Harris to be running, but for some reason, they put her there, and this thing go the way they thought it would go. But they're not happy. They're not happy about Kamala Harris at all, isn't that? So think about it. But anyway, Kamala Harris, quote-unquote, chose her VP running mate yesterday. According to the Washington Post, Vice President Kamala Harris chose Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be her running mate. And this is from the Washington Post. Harris introduced Walz at her rally yesterday. Watch this.
To those who know him best, Tim is more than a governor. To his wife, Gwen, he is a husband. To his kids, Hope and Gus, he is a dad. To his fellow veterans, he is Sergeant Major Walz. To the people of southern Minnesota, for 12 years he was congressman. To his former high school students, he was Mr. Walz. And to his former high school football players, he was coach. Coach. And in 91 days, the nation will know Coach Walz by another name. Vice President of the United States.
And to American people, he's known as a socialist. He supported Black Lives Matter, according to all the reports. When they were burning and destroying and tearing down, he was in favor of it. He was okay with it. Let them get their rage out. They have a reason for it. Tearing down statues. So he's a socialist. And now you got two hardcore socialists running for president in America, wide open, running. Now the Democrats have to, the so-called leadership, they're up to something about this. So I will have a wait-and-see attitude about November. Don't be in doubt. Don't be in fear or anything like that. But you should have a wait-and-see attitude about life anyway, about all things. All right? Have a wait-and-see. Think not about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. This is from CNN. Here's what Here's where Tim Walz attacks J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance literally wrote the foreword for the architect of the Project 2025 agenda. Like all regular people I grew up with in the heartland, J.D. studied at Yale, had his career funded by Silicon Valley billionaires, and then wrote a bestseller trashing that community. Come on! That's not what middle America is. And I gotta tell you, I can't wait to debate the guy. That is, if he's willing to get off the couch and show up. So, you see what I did there?
Amazing. So get ready. I don't know what that program he's talking about is. The so-called Project 2023. Now, people have asked me about it, so I have heard that it exists. But I have no idea what it is. And so, get ready. It's going to be a bumpy ride from here on in. It really is. And it is a fight for the soul of America. You got to think and decide for yourself. Are you better off today than you were when Donald Trump was in office? Or are you worse off today than you were when Donald Trump was in office? And you don't have to figure out how somebody else is going to vote or what they think or what the liberal media think. You know if you're better off today or not. You know if they have removed police from your neighborhood or not. You know if the crime has gone up or not. You know if gas prices and food prices and quote-unquote energy prices are up or not. You know if there's snatch and grab in the country. You know if the illegal aliens are all over the place and it's got worse under this administration. You already know for yourself. You don't need anyone to tell you. So it's up to you. It is totally up to you. Do you want more misery? You want more hell from the Democratic Party? Nothing but destruction. Remember, they were sending our money to Ukraine, all our money over there, nothing for America. And the people are like, help, help, help. Use my tax dollars to stop the illegal aliens from coming in. That didn't happen. Not at all. It didn't happen. They got to send that money to Ukraine. And now, right in your face, they got a bunch of two liberal, socialist, communist people want to run our government even more so. So it's up to you, folks. November will be here before you know it. It will be here before you know it. So, and you're going to hear a lot of smack between now and November, believe me. And the liberal media, you can tell when they're lying, the Democrats and the liberal media lie. They all say exactly the same thing all the time. They say exactly the same thing. You should just flip through the channels, and they're all saying the same thing because they have the same script. So it is up to you. America is gone. It's over. It is over. And they give you a lot of emotional excitement, even though it's pretense. They're giving you a lot of emotional excitement with the so-called Democratic Party right now because they have nothing else to show you. They can't say, hey, we built the wall. We stopped the illegals from coming in. We brought back drilling, and the oil prices went down. We brought back drilling, and people went back to work full-time, not part-time, and part-time even with illegals. People went back to work, and now people can afford to buy a house. They can't tell you any of that. We brought the police back. We stopped the snatching and grabbing. We put the criminal back in jail and brought back bail bond. They can't tell you any of those things. So all they can do is give you a phony excitement and then attack Donald Trump personally. That's all they can do. They can't say what they've done the last 4 years at all. Because they tell you what they've done, they know you won't vote for them. Isn't that amazing? And the same thing is happening in Europe. And the same thing has happened to Mommy Africa with the white people. And the same thing is happening here. In a Judeo-Christian country, who would have thought? Who would have thought that that could happen in America? But it's happening in the white world. They're destroying whiteness because in their mind, whiteness is good. And rather than understanding and learning from them, they want to destroy them. That's how some whites are with the Jews. There are some white people who believe that the Jews took everything, owned everything, controlled everything. And instead of trying to learn from them if that's true or not, and I'm not saying it's true or not, but if it is, they're not trying to learn from them. They're trying to do to the Jews what the blacks are trying to do to the whites, destroy the people and just stay in the same hellhole they're in. Why not learn from them? How y'all do this? Or how do you do that? But they rather sit back and blame and complain and be a victim and try to destroy the Jews in the same way that blacks are trying to destroy the whites. They're not trying to learn how they do what they've done and are doing. Go over there and ask Elon Musk, Mr. Musk, how you do that? How you build something that goes to the out of space? How do you build these cars? They don't say, well, how do you do it? They like, oh, you're a white supremacy. You own everything. You are keeping me from making it in life, they say. That's the same thing the whites are doing with the Jews. Exact same thing. No different. Complaining people are all the same. They have no life. They're unhappy. They have anger. They're insecure. It's a big old world. It's a really big world. And in this world, there's nothing to stop you but you. But you. Whatever stopping you is. Because you can do whatever you want to do. It's you. Do your thing. If you want to own as much as the Jews, go out and do it. If you want to own as much as the whites, go out and do it. That's all you got to do. I wouldn't compare myself to either group anyway. And I know people do compare. But I wouldn't compare myself. That way you don't feel there's nothing to lose or nothing to gain because you're not comparing yourself. You're just living your life. and your life is enough. I want to, I haven't seen this. I want to play this really fast before we go to break. And I, when I come back from the break, I will take your calls. So I, my producer, Derek, told me about it, but I haven't seen the video yet. And I want to know, is this how you promote the order of God? The order of God. So I want to go, I want to know your thoughts on this. And you can go over to X, JLP Talk on X, or Instagram, Jesse Lee Peters on Instagram. But give me your views, your feedback on it. Is this how you promote God? Watch this from TikTok.
I always obey my husband. And a lot of ladies will tell me, why do you do that? He's not the leader of your household. He's not your boss. Actually, he is my boss and he is my leader. Like, look at this beautiful car. You think this is a Rolls Royce? No, ladies. This is obedience. When I obey my husband, everything always works out. I always obey my husband. I do because he's the leader of my household, and you should obey your husband too.
First of all, you're not the leader of the household, you're the leader of the woman, the head of the wife. I don't understand that. Can somebody, one of you millennial guys, explain that?
Do you want us to explain it? I mean, she's obeying her husband and getting all the fruits of obeying multiple luxurious cars.
But
right?
She looked like she'd been spoiled.
Oh.
Looked like she'd been catered to.
It's easy to obey when you got when you getting out.
Right. She's being catered to, not obeying him. I didn't get it. Derek, what's that? I don't get that.
I think he wanted us to maybe comment like this, live. Try and understand it live. Yeah, what's Derek say? But yeah, it looks mighty easy.
But she don't look like she look like she been spoiled. Like her husband weak.
Can you obey in all times, in the bad times, the good times, with no luxury cars right. or dresses? I just yeah. wanted
also when you're like really obedient, you ain't on Instagram trying to praise being obedient.
Right.
I'm taking away her Instagram.
Oh, Derek is telling me in my ears. He wanted to know if that's how you promote being obedient. That woman is faking. That is not obedience. That's like he's spoiling me, so I'm doing what he wants me to do right now. But even if he ever stop, it's going to change. Yeah. What do y'all think out there? Go to JLP Talk on X and Destiny Peterson on Instagram. Or you can call in 888-7753-773. 888-77-Jesse. It sounds like she's bragging. He can tell me she's bragging on TikTok and Instagram. That's what it looked like. What a mess. And the man is the head of his wife. And that's not the house. He makes sure she runs the house in the right way, but he's the head of the wife. And the wife makes sure his home and his children are kept in order by watching and reporting to him. 888-7753-773. 888-77-Jensen. Something wrong with what she just promoted. That ain't it. What the? Back in a moment.
Before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing. Jesse. Nick, take me off of me. I need to take one quick break. Okay, welcome back, folks. Welcome back. 888-777-5377. 888-77-Jesse. Don't forget to check out our brand new network. We have our own network now. Isn't that amazing? So check out punchy.tv. Punchy.tv. and like and follow, subscribe. As a matter of fact, subscribe, follow, ring the bell, and do all that anyway. All right? And I do appreciate it. Happy Men's History Month, by the way. August is Men's History Month. Happy Men's History Month. We have amazing T-shirts and things like that on RebuildingTheMan.com/store. At RebuildingTheMan.com/store. So go there and check out your Men's History Month stuff and other mugs and T-shirts and hoodies and the tote bags and everything else and the books. My books are amazing. They are amazing. First book is From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage to Responsibility. And the second book is Scam, How the... I forgot what it was. How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And then the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. It's just a little small pocket guide. You can carry it around in your pocket, in your purse, ladies, or whatever. And it's just 7 steps. And if you do them, you're going to be fine. But if you don't, they can't help you. You got to be doers, all right? And last but not least, the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. Healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/store, RebuildingTheMan.com/store, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And I will sign the books for whomever you like for it to be signed to. All right. Thank you all in advance. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Alaska and talk to Pete out of Alaska. Pete, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks, Jesse. How are you this morning?
All is well, Pete.
Nice. So quick comment on that gal with the cars. I didn't see the footage, but I heard her, and she sounded a little condescending, if you ask me. Just her tonality.
It definitely wasn't proof of obeying her husband, that's for sure. It wasn't that.
Yeah. No, more mocking him, probably. But anyway, a quick comment on this Project 2025.
Yeah.
I guess it's like a 1,000-page document, so I'm sure there's more meat to it than what I'm fixing to give you, but it says the Project 2025 document sets out 4 main policy aims: restore the family as the centerpiece of American life, dismantle the administrative state, defend the nation's sovereignty and borders, and secure God-given individual rights to live freely.
Who came up with Project 2025?
Heritage Foundation. The last name of the gentleman is Dams. I don't remember the first name, but...
Dams.
Dams. D-A-N-S.
Oh, okay. And, but it is, it was presented by, I guess, sound like conservatives, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Paul Dam, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why it's so evil, you know.
So that's why the liberals and the Democrats don't like it, because it's about freedom and rebuilding the family and all the good things.
Yeah, here on a local level, they got some competitive people running for some positions, and they the leftists are kind of saying, you know, this person or that person running. They want to stop abortions, you know, and they're saying it like it's a bad thing to do. And it seems like they're giving them good campaign advertisements.
So Hagan's telling me that it's to promote conservative policies to restore U.S. federal government and consolidate executive power if Trump wins. And right now, the executive branch is pro-establishment, which is for Democrats and rightos. So it must be something good, though, if the Democrats and the liberal media and the rightos are against it. It has to be right. Something good. So whatever it is, it's good.
Well, I imagine that's what prevented Trump from really draining the swamp. You know, he pulled the plug and all the liquid fell out of it. Now we can see what's floating in the sewer, so to speak. But
yeah.
He didn't have enough executive power to push things properly. He had too much counterwind, I suppose.
And so, these people are also anti-Trump, too, right? They don't want Trump in there.
Well, what? The
people who are against Project 2025.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Right. Amazing.
I mean, they tried to shoot the guy, so.
I know, what a mess.
Let me ask,
and then I have to run here. When that happened with the Great White Hope, where they tried to shoot him, what was your first thought or feeling when you saw that?
I figured it was on the agenda to what was next. I mean, they tried everything else.
Yeah.
I hope he stays safe. I do too, man.
I'm concerned about him. I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
But he ducks, dives, and dodges, so.
That's for sure.
Oh, well, you gentlemen, have a great day.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate it. Thanks for the update on the 2025 project.
Yeah, best I got.
You
have
too.
A good one.
All right, now. 888-775-3773. I should have known that it was a good thing since the Democrats were against it, the liberal media were against it, rightos are against it, meaning Republicans in name say only, and they are anti-Trump as well. Amazing. Let me go to, there's a line open at 888-777-5773, 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to a first time caller out of Colorado, Matt. Matt, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing?
All is well.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
So I just had a random, like, question for you. It's been something that's been weighing on me for a while. I think I look up things all the time. But do you think everything that's happening today could be stemming from controversies and problems revolving around, like, the Martin Luther King assassination and John F. Kennedy?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that, but I do know that for sure that the problems in America, and not all are caused by that, but most of the problems in America today is due to the civil rights movement. Because, first, number one, there's no such thing as civil rights. And the civil rights movement was the worst thing that happened to Black America and to America overall. It created nothing but divisions and downfalls. And it was worse than anything else that could have ever happened to America.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess you could say that after you seen the decline in Black communities and whatnot. But like, there's just very weird things. Like, so, like, we always hear about, like, white supremacists, this and that, but we never hear about the other side. I feel like a lot of local gangs have went unchecked for years, and with agendas that were radical. And I do believe that, I mean, it's not crazy to think that local gangs have infiltrated, like, small seats in offices, and even something as simple as working at a DMV. You could look up people's license plate, and you could do a lot of things locally to take control. And I think a lot of people are not thinking about that.
I'm sorry, repeat that, Matt.
So basically, like...
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me better now?
I can. Were you on ear? On your ear plus or something? What you got an ear plug?
It was like plugged into my phone. Yeah, I thought it was gonna. I thought it was gonna be just as fine. But
okay,
go ahead. So what I'm thinking is that I don't think it's crazy to think that we've had local gangs, that infiltrated like small seats and off in government office, and even things that, like small things like working at a DMV. Like you can look up license plate, you can figure out where people live, you can figure out where all the top stolen cars are. Like I think there's a lot of things going on that people aren't really thinking about, and people aren't thinking how sophisticated these gangs could actually be. I mean, you hear stories of Bloods talking with hieroglyphics, that they send letters to each other in mail. They can get like a worded kite across the country. And
what did that, like, what did that have to do with the civil rights movement though?
Oh no. Who started the civil rights movement? Like who obviously black people wanted, rights, maybe like an economic footing. I honestly don't know too much as well who pushed the civil rights movement. Obviously, there was a lot of things going on with Martin Luther King and all that. But
Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and those guys pushed the so-called civil rights movement. They had a hidden agenda, and that agenda is to control the blacks and to tell them how to vote. They sold the blacks over to the Democratic Party so that they can become the leaders of the blacks and put themselves in government positions and things like that. Are you a conspiracy theorist?
Not really. I'm like
a little bit.
I mean, I don't know what defines really a conspiracy theorist. Like, do I think outside the box and try to see what's going on? Yeah. I don't think it's that much of a conspiracy.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just asking, are you?
I mean, I wouldn't classify myself that. Like, yeah, I'm just thinking things on a logical and like I'm thinking rational. Like, I don't think it's that crazy to think.
The
that
one
that
thing
could
I do
happening.
Want you, I do want you to know is that the people, the socialists, the communist people who are running our country today, they would do whatever it takes to bring it down, that's for sure. And the only way they're going to be able to do it, and it seemed to be working very, very well, is that they have to get rid of the conservative white Christian man. If they can get rid of him, and that is working too, except for Donald Trump, they can't get rid of him. They can infiltrate everything else in our country and bring the country to its knees. You're right about that. But that's what this is all about. It's about taking control over the people in America. These people, because they are angry and they are desperate and they have fear, they want power and wealth. That's all it's about. They care nothing about you or me or anyone else, really. It's all about controlling the people for power. Donald Trump is about making the people free, and that's the last thing that the media and others want. They don't want the American people to be free.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that seems like what's going on right now, so.
Yeah.
I definitely agree.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a good one, Jesse.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. First time call out of Florida. Jose out of Florida. Jose, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes, yes. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Jose.
It's an honor to speak with you, sir. I've been a fan and listener and watcher on YouTube for years, and first time I'm calling. And so appreciate your time and everything you do for our country.
Right on.
And I had three main things, not so much questions, but just three main things I wanted to speak to you about. The first one on my list is that it doesn't have to do with conspiracy theories or anything of the sort. When it's proven and all the information is out there on the internet, on YouTube, Rumble, whatever platform, all the evidence is there. I don't see Democrats. I see just pure, full-blown communists. And like you say, the proof's in the pudding. This guy that was just picked, Camilla didn't pick this guy. Camilla didn't pick herself. Somebody is making these moves. These people are complete communists. There's no such thing as liberal anymore. You can't be if you're a Democrat and you can't see that the party chose these people for you, and you're still thinking that you belong to a party which has democracy in it, that are called the Democrats, right? So you would think that they would be pushing some sort of democracy, but all the proof is out there. You can see that you're being lied to. Your vote is not counting anything. They're just putting away one candidate, putting in another. This is just pure Marxist playbook, Chinese Communist Party style. So that's my first thing. I hope people, and I hope even the Republicans and the Great White Hope as well, he's been saying it more, but I don't think that the Republicans and the conservatives that are supposed to be out there defending us conservatives, instead of calling, for example, this whole word woke, I can't stand that word anymore. That doesn't exist. It's just pure Marxism.
Yeah.
It's just pure Marxism.
Is there a difference between communism and socialism?
I think slightly. There are different steps. Karl Marx pointed, there's different types of Marxists. There's Marxists from Karl Marx. There's the Leninists. There's the Stalinist. There's different variations, different shades of the same color. Socialism is just a step into communism. So it's if I have this correct, Marx was totally against capitalism. He wanted to move remove the capitalist system, replace it with a socialist system, which will then turn into communist state control, one party. One person controlling the whole society. So I think there is a difference, but more so in steps, different degrees.
Amazing.
Sorry, I don't want to take up your time. I do have two more points to make.
Real fast.
Yes. So in the past, I've heard you talk about how these people move from their crap hole countries and places, they come here to the United States and they bring that garbage with them.
Right.
Instead of staying home and fixing the problems where they belong.
Yes.
So I was actually born in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is basically
Jose, can you hold for me?
Sure.
Yeah, let me take a quick break. 888-7753-773. We're going to take a quick break. Two more hours to go. When I come back, we're going to move the calls and super chats. Hake is coming in with hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
Books that are amazing.
Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. It's official. Coach Waltz joins the Democrat ticket. You heard that at the beginning of the hour on the J.C. Lee Peterson show here. Tim Waltz, the governor of Minnesota, Democrat. I call them demon rats. Another member of, quote unquote, the squad, another female POC, has lost. She got primaried, Cori Bush. And so, and also there's mess going on in the Middle East, as you may know. I'll tell you about that in Hake News, not Fake News. This is the end of hour one already of Wednesday, the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, August 7th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, people. And we'll also get to your super chats. You can super chat buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. The far-left female-run outlet The Skim reports, after just a couple of weeks of searching, so-called vice president cackling Kamala Harris chose Governor Tim Waltz, a demon rat from Minnesota, as her running mate. A quick glance at the 60-year-old's resume reveals he's a former teacher and football coach. The scum of the earth. No, I'm kidding around. Former Congress male, because he's not a man. A Democrat. Are Democrats men? I don't think so. But he looks like one, and he sounds like one, until you hear what he's saying. And he's also an Army National Guard veteran. A look at the memes will show you he has an avid hunter, enjoys state fairs. He's a Taylor Swift Swiftie. He's a fanboy of Taylor Swift, even though he's old. And he's a member of the He likes Beyonce. That's Jay-Z's wife. As Minnesota governor, Tim Waltz signed legislation that codified abortion. He's pro-abortion. He said you get to have your abortion, ladies. He also expanded medical and paid family leave. This is not about family. He increased protections for so-called gender-affirming health care, which is a euphemism for gender non-affirming, because it's not the real gender. And also, he required universal background checks for gun purchases. He used to be pretty good on the Second Amendment because, you know, he had to work with people. But now he's no good on the Second Amendment. He's a sleaze. After their first rally together in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, yesterday, Pennsylvania, Kamala Harris called Tim Waltz, quote, the kind of vice president America deserves. Wow. She knows how bad America is, that we deserve evil. Anyway, up next for the Harris-Waltz ticket, a seven-state tour. Tim Waltz could boost Harris's support in key Midwestern states, Michigan, Wisconsin, PA, Pennsylvania. They call it the Blue Wall states. He's expected to appeal to working-class people, a voting bloc that's tilted more to the right in recent years, thanks to our greatest president, Trump, who's a real guy. Tim Waltz pretends like he's a real guy, but we'll see about that. Waltz has been outspoken about the Republican Party, calling its members, quote-unquote, weird, which is not untrue. It's not untrue, but it's also cop pots and kettles, buddy. Pots and kettles. Pot calling the kettle black. He's also gone after their policies in so-called reproductive health care, meaning abortion, and education. Democrats widely praise Kamala Harris's vice president pick, but Trump's campaign described Tim Waltz as dangerously liberal, which is accurate. With less than 90 days before Election Day, Tim Waltz's time in the spotlight will put his background under scrutiny, you know. And Cori Bush, Representative Cori Bush, she's the homeless single mother woman. I mean, she played homeless for a second. She lost against St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell in the Democrat primary for Missouri, their first district. Second loss for the so-called progressive squad, meaning communist bunch of women in the House in Congress, after Jamal Bowman. Oh, well, he's not a woman. Not exactly a woman. He's kind of. Democrat from New York, he got primaried too. You're not looking at the data. That guy. Back in June. So Cori Bush had a tough race. We wish her well. Now go back to being a mother. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
have to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. There is one line open if you want to jump in, or someone want to jump in at 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. The biblical question, do you suffer the consequences of your actions? Do you suffer the consequences of your actions? And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're busy doing something else. You're not able to sit and watch it. I know you can podcast all the shows. You can always podcast. But you could be listening while you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So you can be listening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I want to go quickly back to Jose. I had to put him on hold there for a minute. And Jose out of Florida, first time caller. Thanks for holding.
Yes, not a problem, Jesse. Thanks so much. I'll be as quick as possible here.
Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, I left off basically how you in the past have commented on people coming from crap hole places, coming to the United States, trying to mess it up.
Asshole countries.
Home. Yes. Okay. I didn't know if I could cuss.
Well, you said asshole. You're not saying the word.
So I fully agree with that because they shouldn't bring that mess here. They need to stay where they're at, rebuild where they came from to make that place to be alpha and make that place better. So I've actually put that into action. I was born in Puerto Rico and my parents moved us here in the late 80s. I grew up here. I'm in my mid 40s now. Now my grandparents have passed recently and my dad and my aunt have inherited the property in Puerto Rico. I'm in the process of buying it, refixing it, and I'm trying to make it. I want to convert it into the house is near a university, so I want to make it a business. And
are you going to live
convert
there?
It into like a dorm. Not full time. I'm here in Florida, but basically I'm going to be like a landlord for student housing
because
the house is near my university. So I'm trying to put everything that you talk about daily into practice.
Right on. I've been to Puerto Rico before, and it's really, really nice, at least some parts of it. It's amazing how they want it can be like a totally beautiful place. And it's amazing to me that the people who are running the place don't care enough about it to make the whole thing beautiful.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of corruption
within
that government. I mean, there's corruption all over the world. I don't want to single them out.
Yeah.
But I've also taken that with your thought process, with your advice. I've taken that into practice. June of this year, I actually was a petitioner at the United Nations the evil abomination over there in New York City. I actually belong to a movement. We're called the Reunification Movement. We're trying to raise awareness for the reunification of Puerto Rico with Spain. The current situation is not working under the current political climate as a U.S. colony.
But if the people, if the people don't change, no matter if there's from Spain or the United States or anywhere else, it's not going to make a difference if you reunite with that. It's the people, and today, the people are just kind of about self. They have no love. They don't really care about anyone or anything. They don't care about the family. They don't care about their own children. They just, it's all about self. And that's why things are not working. We get the government, and then the government is just about self.
Yeah.
The government is evil. They're about, I mean, these people, the government will start a war to gain money and power, but they'll tell you and me and others that the war is about you. We want to protect America. We want to protect our friends. But it's all about money and power. Then later you find out men died in the military or lost their parts of their bodies, and it was never about anything but money and power. The hearts of human beings are evil, Jose, and that's what's going on.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, brother. And, I appreciate you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you, too.
All right.
One last thing. How do I try to contact, who do I get in contact with to try to be a guest on The Fallen State?
Producer at thefallenstate.tv. Producer at thefallenstate.tv, all right?
Okay, gotcha. God bless you, Jesse. Thank you so much, sir.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly to James. There's a line open. James out of California. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello? No, hold on, James. Your phone is bad. Don't hang up, though. But I hear you, but it's out. It's like you're in a cup, a can. Let's do some super chats, and then we'll get back to the calls.
Super chats.
So, Hank.
Yes.
My friend sent me a text about that project thing, 2025.
Yeah.
And he's telling me that Project 2025 director stepped down amid Trump criticism.
Yeah, in August that was reported, this is August, you know.
I think the director gave indication that Trump was part of Project 25, but Trump has no part in it.
Yeah.
The Democrats used to try to prove that Trump is radical and trying to change America forever. That's what he think happened. Do you know that the director of that Project 25 thing stepped down?
I don't know much about it, but I did see a note on the Wikipedia page, which is a liberal website, as you know. But Paul Danz was the director of Project 2025, the Presidential Transition Project, which is not to be confused with Trump's own Agenda 47, which Trump is part of that. But there's some, you know, pro-Trump people involved in the Heritage Foundation's project.
Has Trump said he's not a part of the Project 25 thing?
He has said that, according to what I heard on American Anchor Baby's show.
Oh, okay.
That he said he sort of disavowed it. He said some things I agree with, some things are crazy, and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
But they're fear-mongering about it because it's ridiculous. They're accusing the conservatives of doing what the liberals are doing because the liberals run the government.
Right.
Like 95% in 2016 of federal employee campaign contributions went to Hillary Clinton.
95%? Whoa!
So federal employees...
That's everybody.
According to The Hill, federal employees donated $2 million to one of the presidential campaigns. $1.9 million went to Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
So the government is overrun, and that's the executive branch. The president is supposed to be the executive branch. But now we have all these bureaucracies that are filled with people who are anti-Trump. So they're just trying to restore some balance. But they're trying to say, oh, they're going to be ruling. This is anti-democracy. But what they have is anti-democracy.
What is democracy?
The people ruling. I don't like the word. I used the word just now, but I don't like it because the people, it's also like majority rule, mob rule.
Oh.
And the majority is always wrong, you know?
So democracy, when they say democracy, they were saying the people rule?
Yeah.
The people rule?
The voters.
Are in control?
Yeah.
The voters are anything but in control.
I know.
I can think of many words. In control is not one of them.
I think one of the statements from Louis de Tocqueville, Alexis de Tocqueville, he was a French guy who traveled the country years ago, 100 years ago or so.
Right.
He said that America will work until the elected officials will figure out they can bribe the people to vote out their own freedoms. Something like that.
Well, that's working.
It has happened.
Man.
Yep.
I've never seen, I was looking at the people who we were playing the soundbite with Kamala Harris, so-called VC pit, and they had these people around them at the rally.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking at those people applauding and happy about socialism.
Yeah.
And so America has figured out that they can definitely vote out. These people take control of their votes.
Uh-huh.
What a mess. Super chat.
All right. Over on Buy Me
Thank you, friend, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Someone says, hello, sir. Had a talk with a wife of 11 years. She can't stand you right now. She said, in my fallen state, we was walking together. Then all of a sudden, I went right, and she kept going straight, and I left her behind. She said I left her, and for that reason, my question, was I supposed to bring her along or just start working on me?
You can't bring her along. She got to want to come along, and then the truth would bring her along. You cannot say, but now you can point the way for her. Hey, this is what you do. You got to forgive. Keep the eyes on yourself. I'm not to blame for your problems. You were already screwed up when I met you. I was already screwed up when you met me. And two screwed up people got together, and we've been catching hell. I did an interview yesterday on the Father's Day, and with a couple who have been together for 50 years. 50 years.
Wow.
And so I went to the husband first, and I asked, does your wife obey you? He like, well, for the first 10 years you did, but after that it had not been happening.
Wow, 10 years, that's pretty good. Must be an old school wife.
He was like, for the first 10 years before I made a mistake, I let her go to college. He allowed her to get an education. And it's just been hell ever since. It's such a good interview.
Nice.
It's going to be Friday, I think. But you'll see it on this coming Friday, I think. But it was a very good interview. But anyway, no, you are not. You can't. This journey of traveling alone, you can't take anyone. If you wanted to, you couldn't take your wife, your children, or anyone. You literally have to travel this road all by yourself. And again, you can point the way for those who might want it. So if your wife wanted, hey, here's what you got to do. You got to be still and know yourself. But you can't do anything else. Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing Asia bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, long time no speak. Unfortunately, due to my schedule, I miss the live shows, but I always go back and podcast it. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate you.
Thank you, and I appreciate you. Thank you so much, all right? Thanks for your support. And I'm glad you're back for a minute and that you still watch. Thank you.
Apple2691 donated a coffee, 5 coffees specifically. Hi, Jesse, James. Biblical question, please.
Do you suffer the consequences of your action?
Yes, my list is long. I wish I had discovered this truth sooner. I was living in hell of my consequences. Thanks, Jesse, for opening up my eyes to the truth. order of truth, God, Christ, man, woman, and children. I'm awakened now.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Really, just stay with it. Stay on that path. No matter what happened along the road, you run into bumps and whatever, stay on the path. Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday about the biblical question.
Lori bought a coffee. Morning, Jesse.
Morning.
When wives obey their husband, the real blessing is knowing you're doing what's right. Your blessing is from God, not fancy cars. It's easier to obey my husband now, even when he's wrong about the situation, because he will see for himself the error of his ways if I don't interfere. He actually teaches me a lot about life and myself. It's beautiful.
Amazing,
says Lori.
Thank you, Lori. You are right. We showed this video of this woman dancing around her car talking about she obeyed her husband. Uh-uh. Hey, amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all.
Shout out to the D-Live crew. Thank you guys for the lemons and stuff.
Thank you, D-Live crew. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to the phone. Thank you all so much, all right? I do appreciate it. Let me go back to James. Let's try James again out of California. James, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
It's still not the best. It's like you.
Oh, maybe.
Hold on, James. Don't hang up. Ann out of California. Ann, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Jane, we'll try your phone again. We'll get back to you. Go ahead, Ann.
Okay. Jesse, I spoke with you a couple of weeks ago about my adult daughter who's out of control and she has addiction issues and she doesn't seem to want to get help. And you gave me good advice not to really have her around anymore because, you know, she would steal more of my time or whatever. And okay, so since I spoke to you last, now she's in jail and she was just arrested for assault and just out of control behavior. I won't get into all of that. But her father and I are trying to figure out whether we should bail her out for a second time out of jail because she hasn't made any changes.
And so your question for me is what?
Is should we bail her out of jail again?
What did your husband say?
Well, we're not married anymore, but we are on good speaking terms about our children. Oh. And yeah, and he's a police officer, and it's really hard to have our daughter in jail when he, you know what I mean? It's a little more dangerous, but she's very kind of narcissistic. I love her. We love her so much, but her behavior is just out of control. She's 35 years old.
So what did her father say?
Oh, he said that he thinks that she should. He just said it last night. His heart is broken about it, but he said he thinks that he should not bail her out.
He should not?
Not.
Right.
Because she's already done it for $10,000 before, and she still has an open case that's not resolved and now new charges.
So, do the people in jail know that her daddy is a police?
I'm not sure yet. Because
oh, okay.
She was just arrested in another county, or a neighboring county.
But, Anna, I want you to think about this question. Your daughter is out of control. She won't listen to you or her father, it seems.
Right,
you bailed her out before with $10,000 that you don't have back yet.
Right.
Why would that even be in a question in your mind to bail her out? Why would you even consider that at all?
Well, I don't think I am. I really, my heart says not to, but it's such a hard, I woke up this morning, I agreed with him last night.
You what?
I agreed with him last night about his decision.
You agreed,
and
okay.
And I did. Uh-huh, I did agree. I said, because that's what my heart says. My heart says, don't do it, because she'll get in more trouble, and it'll
but
be worse.
Don't you already just kind of know that anyway?
You know.
She's
funny,
not
Jesse.
Listening to you or anyone or herself or anything. Why would you even? I mean, it's not. It's not even. I wouldn't be taking her calls. I wouldn't put money on her books. I would just let her suffer. How would she, if you loved her, you let her go?
That's what I know. It's true, and I do love her, and I have let her go before. And it's because she's the mother of my only two grandchildren.
And I don't know.
I have perpetual guilt feelings, like I'm responsible for everything.
You have what now?
I perpetually feel guilty about everything.
Why?
I don't know why. It was the way I was raised, I think. But
how long will you hold on to that foster?
You know, I try not to. I really try not to, but I don't know why it keeps, you know, getting a hold of me. But I do agree with you, and I wanted to talk to you. I respect you a lot. And I think I just wanted the affirmation or confirmation that it really is the right decision to make.
But you need to see it for yourself, because just because I said I wouldn't recommend it, you still need to see for yourself that whether it makes sense or not.
I do, and then I question myself. Like, I have a logical mind that says, okay, you know, that makes sense. We bailed her out before. Don't do it again. It didn't help. She got in worse trouble. She has a couple more felony charges. You know, and if we let her out, that she would probably get into more trouble.
Why did you bail her out the first time?
Well, actually, at that time, I didn't know about it. I found out the day she got out. She was only in for one day, and he bailed her out.
Oh, her father?
Yes. Oh. And I didn't, you know, it just happened so fast.
Right.
And it was all done, and she still, it's a year and a half later, she has the court going on still, and she's been really making very bad choices, very bad choices.
Is she going to continue to make them as long as you guys bail her out?
Right. So
there's no reason for her not to make them as long as someone's bailing her out.
That's what I'm realizing. She does rely on everyone saving her for the past 17 years of her adult life.
Amazing.
And yeah. So you mean as far, but not with the law. The law just, breaking the law, that just started about a year and a half ago.
It's going to only get worse if you back her, if you bail her out.
So
why do you feel guilty?
Well, because that's the way my mom raised me. I would put all that in my mind.
How old are you now?
To overcome it. Old enough to know better.
Right. So why do you keep? And who is the person that's feeling guilty?
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
I don't know where it comes from.
When you say, I feel guilty, who is the I? Describe the I.
Oh, I've listened to you with other people, and everyone's stumped on this, and I listen, and I'm stumped too. Like, who is Anne-Marie, you know?
Right, so why do you say, I feel guilty when there is no Anne-Marie?
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. Well, I'd rather be nothing than something. Who is Anne-Marie? Anne-Marie is nothing. I don't know. I'm just here, but a breath.
If you truly believe that, why do you say, I feel guilty? Do you know one of the worst things, and I promise you, I'm telling you the truth about this, mm-hmm. one of the worst things that human being can do to themselves is to say, I feel this, or I feel guilty. There is no you to feel guilty. You are worshiping the devil. You are communicating with evil, and you're calling evil you.
Mm.
There is no self to feel guilty about.
Well, that's lovely.
That is lovely. Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? But so who is the I that feel guilty? There's somebody there that's telling you, you feel guilty. Who is telling you that?
Well, I will say, I mean, this is real quickly, the way I was spoke to, everything was my fault. My being born was my fault, literally. I was told that all the time. And then when I got married, had a family, everything that went wrong was my fault. After the divorce, it's all my fault. You know what I mean? I've heard.
So you're going to spend your whole lifetime believing those lies?
No, I don't want to at all. And I know better inside.
But are you but doing a, are you doing a silent prayer?
No.
Suffer and die. What the?
I know. And that's the other thing I wanted to talk to you about. What in the world is it? But I know better. I've been listening to you for years. That I, every time I do it, I just do it. It feels great. I mean, I feel freer. It's just clearer, everything. I go to do it again. Oh, no, I find something else to do. Distraction.
And because you love your hell, you love evil, and you keep letting evil take you away from the present, which is of God, right here, right now. You still love the evil.
Which is so hard to hear. That's so hard to hear.
Why?
Because I don't want to love evil.
Well, then you don't have to love evil. Just don't give in to it. Let it pass, and you'll be fine. Do the silent prayer, stay present, and you'll be fine.
I have been trying to, when I do attempt to do it, I just appreciate that feeling of being in the present. It's such a wonderful feeling.
It's
really
amazing.
Is. Yeah.
But then stay with it. Don't give in to evil. And if you find yourself giving in, just come back to present.
I think there's something inside of me that feels like I'm not worth that peace, you know, to have peace. I'm not meant to have that peace.
And who is not worth it?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
But why do you say I'm not worth it? Who is not worth it? You say I. Who am? Who is the I that is not worth it?
Yeah, that answer. I'm trying to understand what you're saying with other people and myself. That there is no you to feel guilty. I mean, I understand. It seems like it makes sense, but I don't know how to implement it. Like,
I told you how to implement it. I told you to do the silent prayer and stay present, and the truth will take care of it. That's how you implement it. The truth will handle it for you. The truth, the love, the light, God will handle it for you. He tell you to bring all that unto him. Your living sacrifice, give it to him. But you won't do it, and you it's insane.
It is insane. It's absolutely insane, all of it. Well, I appreciate your time, and I you don't think that I should or that we should put money on her books for commissary or talk to her or anything. I mean, I know.
I can't tell you guys exactly what to do. That's a decision
right.
Only you can make it. But I would never do that. I would not put when I even family members or close friends, when they go to jail, I tell them beforehand, when you go to jail, if you go to jail, I'm not putting money on the books. I'm not coming to see you. I'm not taking collect calls or anything. You're going to have to stay in jail until you find your way out. And I remember I got that from growing up. My grandparents used to tell us all the time that if y'all go to jail, I ain't coming to see you. I ain't putting no money on the books. And I ain't taking no collect calls. You're going to stay in, you're going to rot in jail. And that kept me out of jail.
Did it keep most people out of jail with that?
At least in my family, it did.
Yeah.
My family member. I don't know one person right now that I can remember that went to jail when I was growing up.
Wow. Now they're going left and right. And my daughter, I never expected, none of us ever expected this to happen.
Your daughter is doing what your daughter wants to do. She loves her misery, and she loves making you guys misery. Feel bad so y'all can bear her out so she can stay in her misery and keep you in misery.
And do you know, Walt, the last time that she got arrested first?
Hold on and hold on. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. I do personal shout-outs for you. I do them all the time, too. It's amazing. And whatever the shout-out is, birthdays, weddings, anniversary, congratulations, I will do them for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right, and check out our merch, rebuildingtheman.com/store. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. He black. They don't look like Joel to me. It might be. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after Joel Friday TV at 4 p.m. now, Monday through Friday, at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. All right? At 4 p.m. If y'all haven't been listening these last few times, y'all crazy. Check it out. You will not be disappointed. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Let me go quick back to Anna Marie. Anna Marie, you have an American name. You should be proud.
Thank you. I am. I am from Chicago. I was born in Chicago. So the last thing I was going to say, just mention, was that the first time that she was arrested, she's always been a little rebellious, but not this, you know, not this out of control, of course. But first time she was arrested, then her father bailed her out, and, oh, she's going to do everything right. She did good for about 8 months, and then she started up with her shenanigans again.
Yeah.
So we both said to her, you know, what are you doing? I'm concerned about this, concerned about who you're hanging out with, and that's ever since, for the past, I don't know, 6 months or so, 5 months, she has been shredding us up endlessly. She'll write him these long, long texts, terrible, breaking his heart over and over again, her father. And then me, because he doesn't talk to her that much, but I will talk to her. And wow, I've never been spoken to that way in my whole entire life, from all the people in my life put together. My daughter has taken the cake.
But
she's continually wanting to put us down and blame us for everything. And it's like, are you kidding?
And you know why? Because she hates you all for not being perfect parents. And then she hates you for trying to bail her out.
Really? Oh.
People hate weak people.
Yes.
Women hate weak men, and men hate aggressive women. And there's no love. So she hates you because you won't let go.
Wow, but then she keeps coming to me like a little baby, asking for help. You know what I mean?
To draw you in.
Yes, and that's what her brother says. Her brother has been trying to warn me. He even told me, I said, I can't believe she just got arrested. He goes, are you serious? My young son, he's 29. He goes, are you serious, Mom? You're surprised?
Thank you.
He's just so matter-of-fact with me. I love it.
But Anne-Marie, you need to let go. You need to grow up.
I know. It's true. I do need to let go. I feel like I'm responsible for everything and have to
I know why take you care feel of that everyone. Way. I know why you feel that way, too.
You do?
Yes.
I'm sure you do. Why?
You love it.
I don't love
yes,
it.
Yes, you do. You get a thrill. When you sit back and your daughter is cursing you out, your daughter is making you accept, collect calls from jail, your daughter is making you put money on a book, and you sit back and talk about how bad that is and how bad you feel. You love it. You get a thrill from it. That's why you sit back and do it. It gives you a thrill. Poor me.
Terrible.
I feel sorry for my daughter. It's my fault. It's me. It's me, oh, Lord. You get a thrill. That's why you do it. You wouldn't know what to do without that thrill.
Yes, I would, because I have been suffering. I didn't talk to her for 2.5 years recently. I just started talking to her when she got arrested.
I wouldn't even talk to her while she was arrested.
I mean, that just was a coincidence. I was going to my grandson's football game, and things were, I thought, you know, some time. I let some time, 2.5 years. And let me tell you, I was so much more peaceful, not worrying about everything. And when I was cut off, and she cut me off, and that was great because I needed to be cut off. You know, like, oh, you're so terrible and all this. I ask you for help, but you don't do what I want. Now I hate you. Okay, fine. And so we
Anna, let me do this. Anna,
fine.
Anna.
Yes.
You're never going to be free of all your thrills, your good and your bad thrill. Both are the same. They're bad. Until you can stay with the silent prayer so the light can save you from your misery.
That's true. And I think what I don't, maybe something about me doesn't feel like I deserve any kind of peace. You know?
And who don't feel know. Like they deserve it? Who?
Yeah, then no one.
Well, then, what do you mean by that?
I don't know. I'm just realizing that really, I don't know when you ask people who is, like, say, who is Anne-Marie, and I notice people have a really hard time answering that, and I can't even answer it. Does that mean that we're just nobody? Is that what you're trying to say?
You're not the person that you call yourself, for sure. You have forgotten who you are because you have amnesia. Mm-hmm. All traumatized people, and all the people in the world are traumatized by their mother, mm-hmm. because anyone that's born through the woman, you can't help but be traumatized. That's why you have to be born again of the spirit. And so when you were spiritually traumatized by your mother, you forgot who you were. And now you have all these false self that you call you, and it's not you at all. Those are just demons, false identities that's inside of you. Your mind and body, they're not even inside of you. They're inside the mind and the body. And you feel the pain in the body, and you call the pain in the body you because you believe you are your body.
Mm.
And the only way you got to overcome that is you got to die from it. And the only way you're going to die from it is the light of the Father has to take over. And by you just letting go, feel the pain, do nothing about it, feel that pain of wanting to reach out for your daughter. Feel that pain of wanting to bail her out. Feel that pain of loneliness or fear or doubt or jealousy or envy or strife. Those are all evil spirits, and stop calling them you. Feel that pain of when your mother used to make you think everything was your fault. Feel the pain of it. And that's what it means to take it to the Father. Christ said, take it to the Father, bring all of your, present your body a living sacrifice. Bring all of your pain and your worries and your insecurities and your doubt and your jealousies and your gossiping and your strife and your looking for love, bring it to him. That's what he saved you from. That's what salvation is all about.
Saving you from your false self or something?
Yes.
Which you kind of mean?
Christ died, and when he died, he died from the false self, and the real self rose up. And that's what will happen to you if you let yourself die. The false self die. All the illusions, delusions. You should have mercy upon yourself and stop living in the delusions. You don't have any mercy on yourself. You believe all the lies about yourself.
No, I don't. I have no mercy on myself.
Because you believe all the delusions.
And then when I feel that, you know, you're struggling with that inside of yourself, and then other people tell you, especially your family, they tell you
give the family the finger
and everything. I know it.
Why do you even listen to them? They don't know what they're talking about.
I just feel like a child inside who still hasn't really grown up. That I am so, I don't know. Like my daughter, she can tell me terrible things, and then I'm inside thinking I'm not that person. I'm not what she's saying.
Why do you even listen to her?
I don't know.
You love the pain. I told you why you love it. You love the pain. You love it when your daughter tells you those things or your family members say the thing, and then you sit back and cry about it. Or you say, I'm not those things. That's not me. You listen to it because you love it.
I'm used to listening to it.
And
like,
you love it.
You're used to loving it. I sure didn't love it as a child, that's for sure. And it just carried on through.
So it's time to overcome. Do the silent prayer and be still and know you'll be fine. But you got to work. Forget about everybody else. Forget about your daughter, your ex-husband, everybody, and just work on you.
Which I have been doing until something like this comes up. And I tell you what, it's over talking to people and whatever, and I have a break from my daughter, I am so peaceful. I'm comfortable in my own skin.
So why don't you stay with that?
I know, I should. I don't know why.
No, that was a question.
I just keep getting weak, sucked in, feeling unresponsible.
So just come back to strength. When you're weak, I understand, but just come back to the present. That's all.
Yeah.
Nothing lost.
Okay, and then the last thing is that worrying about her hating. I'll just say me because I can't speak for anyone else. But I am worried about her hating me if I don't, you know, put money on her books, take her phone calls.
And you're going right back into hell right now. You're back into hell. You love it.
Or
who is the person
terrible
that hated? And
okay, the one.
What?
I mean, no one.
Your daughter hates you when you put money on the books, and she's going to hate you when you don't put the money on the book. How long will you allow yourself to be controlled by evil?
No more. I'm tired.
No, you're
not.
I've
already had a heart attack.
What?
I've already had a heart attack 4 years ago.
And you love that.
No, I don't. I don't.
If you didn't, you would be giving into it.
The silent prayer is the only answer I know, and I have to do it. That's it. I have to. I don't know what keeps pulling me away from
doing that. The devil? The devil, your God.
It's the thoughts. Yeah, they just, wow, when I'm doing it, it just comes flooding in. I appreciate in the beginning of the silent prayer, if I hear other noises around, I feel, like you said, in the present. I'm so in the present in that moment. And then all of a sudden, the thoughts come. And it takes me away. And then I don't want to even try again.
But why not just go back to realize, hey, I've gotten caught up in a thought. No big deal. I'm going back to the prayer. Just do it. That's right. All. No big deal. Because you're accustomed to living in the imagination. So you're going to find yourself falling in and out for a while. But after a while, you won't fall out anymore.
Okay.
Because it'll all be taken away from you.
You're right. I will. I'm going to. I'm sorry. Thank you.
What are you sorry about?
Because you already told me this, I had counseling with you once.
Oh, you did? What? Yeah,
about 5 years ago.
So
and
do
he
you
told me you were out. You told me you just kept it so simple and beautiful, and you said you're on your way. You're on your way, Emery. And I felt so positive, and then right after that, I felt so good. Right after that, my life fell apart. It really did. It fell apart.
It was already apart.
Which was good. It was supposed to fall apart.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
So do you spell your name?
Back to it.
Do you spell your name A-N-N-M-A-R-I-E, or is this hyphenated?
No hyphen, but Ann has an E.
A-N-N-E-M-A-R-I-E?
Yes.
No hyphenated, right?
Right.
Nice name.
Thank you.
One word. All right, Amy, go back to working on you. Forget about the world.
Okay. Thank you so much. I will. Thank you so much for your time.
Forget about the world and work on you.
I will.
Forget about the world and work on you.
Amen.
There is not one reason to think about the world. Not one reason. Your biggest mistake is to think about the world.
Oh, my goodness, it is. That's the truth.
You and everybody else on Earth, their biggest mistake is when they think about the world. Thinking is evil. Christ said, bring all thoughts into captivity. Your thoughts are not the thoughts of God, and they are not of you. Bring every thought into captivity. All thoughts, all of them. All lies, all the time, about anything.
And you know what? As long as I've been around, I can say that's probably true. At least it seems very true. All thoughts are all lies.
All the time. You could be free right now if you can see that alone. You could be free right now and never have to worry about this again.
I would love to be free.
You can be free if you want. What the?
Okay. Well,
all right.
I'm going to be free then.
All right.
I'll call you back sometime.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesse.
Okay. Bye now.
Love you guys.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Please clarify. Clarify what? Hake. Oh, he got it now. Is James ready? James.
Yes.
Let's try. Let me see what your phone's still messed up, but let's try and see what it sounds like.
Okay. So, can you hear what? Can you hear anything?
I can. Yes.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
So, there's a strong desire here to not identify with the things that I want to share, want to be shared with you.
Okay.
I wonder if it's appropriate to try and speak without referring to things from the context of I, or if I should just for ease of conversation.
Well, you gotta, in communication, you gotta say I had a dream, or I this, but you're doing it consciously. Most people, when they use I, they use it in an unconscious way, because they have identified with it and not realized it. Realized it.
Okay. All right. So I wanted to tell you about a dream that I had. I'm with my wife now. We've been married for like 4 years. And before her, I was dating this girl. I was totally acting like a beta. I thought everything was great. I thought that she would never cheat on me or do anything, you know, promiscuous or anything like that. And I had a dream this one night.
I had an awful dream. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
So I wake up in my dream, okay, and I'm laying in bed with her. And she gets up. She says, I'm going to be late for work. starts I got to take a shower, she says. She starts walking out of the bedroom, turns around, throws her phone in the air. Her phone twirls around, lands on the bed next to me, and she says, in the dream, don't look through my phone. And in the dream, I'm thinking, why would I look through your phone? There's no reason to. And I start going back to sleep, and as my eyes are closing, the room gets incredibly bright, especially in the top corner. And there were no words spoken, but I knew it was God. And God was telling me, not telling me, but he was conveying the message to me, look into her phone. And I remember laughing in the dream and saying, there's no reason to look through her phone. God, thanks, though. You know, and I start to go back to sleep, and the light got even brighter. And he said, well, he didn't say, but the feeling was, I'm God, and I'm telling you to look in her phone. And I woke up because it got very intense for me in the dream. And when I wake up, it woke her up. And she stands up and goes, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be late for work. And checks the time on her phone, drops it on the bed, and goes to the bathroom. Now that I'm awake, she doesn't tell me, don't look through my phone. She assumed I wouldn't because I never did anything like that. And so her phone twirls in the air as she's turning around to walk to the shower, lands in front of me on the bed, and the lock screen is on the phone. And I kind of swipe it, and it asks for a password, and I said, I don't even know the password, whatever. It was just a dumb dream. And so I throw the phone on the bed, and the phone starts to dim, and all of a sudden it gets bright, and the phone unlocks. Okay, without me putting the password, anything, it just goes to the main screen. And I thought, what the heck? And I remembered in the dream, God's message, look in the phone. And as I'm thinking about this, the phone starts to dim, and I knew if I waited any longer, it was going to lock. And what are the chances of it opening again? So I grab the phone, and I look in it, and for the 2 years I was with her, from 2 years before I was with her, there's a record of this conversation between her and her boyfriend. And turns out that 2 years before I met her, she was dating someone, and for the 2 years we were together, she was still with someone. And my heart starts to race, and then I calm down, and I thought to myself, well, this is great news because now I wish I would have learned sooner, but I'm just glad I know now that this is not the person I want to be with. So this is good news. So I kind of got excited and I go to the bathroom. I open the shower curtain and I have her phone. And I said, what is this? And she goes, how dare you look in my phone? And it was at that point that I knew that I wasn't going to get any truth out of her. I knew that there was no point in communicating. So I don't remember feeling anger. I've always had to make myself act angry to get points across to people because sometimes I feel like anger is the only way unconscious people, you know, the only time they'll really pay attention to what you're saying.
And because of time, the question for me is what?
My question is, was that God speaking to me? And if not, who was it?
It was Satan. It was evil. God would never tempt you to look at another person fall. God would never tempt you to misery. It was totally an unconscious dream.
So why did Satan want me to know the truth of the situation?
To keep control of you.
Right, to entice me into trusting him more. Right?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. That's all I wanted to know.
You're welcome. God, just know God is all love. He doesn't tempt us. He doesn't bring anything evil or anything mean or nasty to us. He only gives us love.
So would God have wanted me to work it out with her?
He neither wanted you to or not to.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
You're amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, James. Back in a moment. One more hour to go. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildandemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, August 7th, AD 2024. Manhood Hour is coming right up, guys. But first, fake news, not fake news. There is one line open. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, and he will be back. The Commie Nonsense Network is reporting about the Middle East. Several countries, supposedly several, they use the word several, but they sometimes mean few, countries including the United States, United Kingdom, and France have urged their citizens to leave parts of the Middle East as heightened tensions in the region spark fears of a widespread war. Global so-called leaders and authorities are on high alert after Iran vowed revenge on Israel, which they blame for the assassination of Hamas's political leader Ismail Haniyeh in the capital of Iran, Tehran. Multiple sources told Commie Nonsense that the United States expects an attack against Israel in the coming days. The United States is simultaneously pressing partners to push Iran not to carry out a strike or coordinated strikes with its proxy groups. Meanwhile, Hamas has named Yahya Sinwar, one of the architects of the October 7th terror attack, as the new head of their political bureau. The move raised immediate questions on the next steps for ceasefire and hostage negotiations with Israel. What a mess. And Tropical Storm Debbie, meanwhile, in America. Tropical Storm Debbie struck the southeastern United States on Monday as a hurricane. It's now a back over the Atlantic. It will regain strength over there in the Atlantic. Debbie has already turned roads into rivers and homes into swamps, according to CNN. CNN's words for it, not mine. In parts of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. The storm is forecasted, to make a second landfall on Thursday, somewhere between Charleston and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Meanwhile, Debbie is expected to drench the Northeast today with multiple rounds of rain. This has raised the risk of flooding in parts of PA, Pennsylvania, New York, southern New England, Maryland, Delaware, and all of New Jersey. We wish you people well. There was a hotel collapse, I guess, in Germany. What a mess. Two people have died, at least, and others remain trapped under rubble after a hotel collapsed in the village in the heart of western Germany's Mosel wine-growing region. There were 14 people in the building in Kruv, as a part of the collapse, at the time of the collapse, 14 people in there. A fire department spokesman told that to Commie Nonsense Network. The hotel is still partially intact, but rescue operations are proving to be difficult because the building is moving by around a 1/16 of an inch per hour. So said local authorities. What a mess. All around 250 firefighters and paramedics, police, and technical relief workers, including special forces, rescue dogs, and other stuff. They were on site today, drones as well. Police said the cause of the collapse, not yet known. What a mess, huh? There's a weed killer ban. You hear about that? The EPA, Environmental Protection Agency here in America, has issued an emergency suspension of the common weed killer DCPA, also known as Dacthal, citing risks to unborn children. Huh, don't usually hear that phrase, unborn children, that term from Commie Nonsense Network. It marks the first time the agency has used its emergency suspension authority in 40 years. Dacthal is commonly applied to grasses, artificial turf, crops, including strawberries, cotton, field beans, and vegetables, such as broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and onions. So said the EPA. In a Tuesday news release, the agency warned that some pregnant people, oh Lord, pregnant women, and maybe some underage young ladies who are pregnant, who handle DCPA products could be exposed to levels that are up to 20 times higher than what the EPA considers safe for unborn babies, potentially irreversible lifelong health problems. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3, Manhood Hour.
About themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? Third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week. The biblical question, and it's a doozy. Do you suffer the consequences of your actions? Do you suffer the consequences of your actions? And you can listen to the show no matter where you are at any time, no matter what. You can podcast the show. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you are black, everybody and they mama. If you're white, everybody and their mama. You can podcast the show, but you can be listening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. And Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I got to say good morning to my friend Justice out of Las Vegas. Hey, Justice. She's been a friend for a long time. And Justice also... I remember she gave me some fruits once. Oh, God. They were healthy. They were delicious. But she's been a friend of Bond for a long time. And I got to say good morning to Justice. She's making some amazing changes in her life. Stay with it. Stay with it. You come a long, long way. You got your own cigarettes now, baby. You come a long, long way. Good morning, Justice, from all of us. It is Wednesday, the last hour of the show on Wednesday, and the last hour of the show on Wednesday is always Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Oh, there he is, Steve, mate. You're all right. Oi, listen, have you heard? Have I what? We're racist, mate. Racist? Yeah, mate, yeah, we're racist. I had no idea. Since when? Since we went to that protest, mate.
What the?
Those who descended on this hotel housing asylum seekers were called far-right thugs by the prime minister.
What are we supposed to do? Just sit here and wait for Mr. Pepe to be killed?
Total disgraceful criminal behavior. And we should be clear, there will be a reckoning.
And we will not tolerate attacks on mosques.
It's called being a man.
Amplified by right-wing commentators, anti-immigrant rhetoric. Prime Minister pointing the finger at far-right thuggery.
The crowd smashed windows, set fires, and attacked police.
Your friends are walking into a trap.
Yep. That's what they want you to do here in America. They want you to be angry and overreact and walk into a trap. And they're going to protect the Muslims over you. Really. I'm warning you. They're doing it to the whites over in England. They're going to do it to you. What they have done to others, they'll do it to you. Smoke on it. Let me go to Dennis out of Bulgaria. Dennis, welcome to the show. Thank you for holding you on the air.
Hello, Mr. Peterson. Hope you're doing well, sir.
All is well, Denny. Dennis?
Mr. Peterson? No, it's Denny.
Denny, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. My back.
No worries. Mr. Peterson, amazing opening. When you were talking about people blaming other people about troubles that they're having?
Yes.
I'm calling to share actually a story that I had when I was younger. I was the same. I was blaming everybody. My father, back then he was alive, he told me that he really loves me, but if he was a business owner, he would never hire me because that kind of people are always complaining and are always, you know, somebody else's fault. That's a cancer to every company.
Yeah.
And he was right. And you are absolutely right when you said that, you know, when somebody is more successful, maybe I shouldn't use success, but if somebody has something that you don't, you know, just go over there and ask this man, how did you get it? That's how I started. I asked other people that had a lot of stuff. They told me I was very young when I think I was 25 when I purchased my first property. And even afterwards, even after I purchased something, there was this old man, he's dead now. He actually, you know, sat down with me and said, it's a nice thing that a man has his own property, but do you know how to maintain it? I said, no. And he said, well, let me teach you a few things. And he taught me how to fix things around the home. And it was pretty useful. Just ask the people that you envy, you know, to put it like that. You know, there's no reason to hate them or blame them. Just go over there and ask them, and I guarantee you that those people will answer immediately. Because people like doing that. You know, when you have something and you want other people to have something like that.
One of the greatest sign of weakness, it's one of them, not the only one, but the one of the greatest signs of weakness is to blame somebody else for your failure in life, for your inability. Whatever the inability may be, you are pathetically weak. And that's one of the things that has held the blacks down for the last 60 to 70 years. All they have done is sat back and blame the white man. The white man keeping me down. The white man took the slavery and blah, blah, blah. The white man. And when I went over to Israel, it was an amazing trip, by the way, I saw the Palestinian right over there in the city of David, right over across the road, and other area, blaming the Jews. And the Jews' area was beautiful. They were keeping it clean. And where the Palestinians live, it could be beautiful, too, but they were sitting back blaming the Jews. And now the whites, not all, but the whites are blaming the Jews. And they're starting to be pathetic, just like every pathetic person that blames someone else for them being a loser. There's nothing worse. I mean, talk about beta. You are a beta male or female when you blame someone else for your life. It's crazy.
you mentioned Israel. A quick fact that you may find interesting, because you were there. You know that this place is a desert, right? But the Jews turned it into an actual society, actual country. Did you know that in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, they have imported a lot of dirt from Bulgaria and Romania, because, you know, Israel has ties with those two countries. And this is how they started the farming business, because it's all sand over there. It's desert. But because the dirt here was cheap, tons of planes carried it to Israel, because the soil here is very fertile. And they actually developed a way to farm over there. It was tremendous. I read a lot about it. They really know how to do that.
Nice.
And I have.
I know that it was paradise when I went over there. It was like going home. It was like walking through the Bible. It was more than I could ever imagine, and then some. It was amazing.
It's a solid place. Mr. Peterson, if I have but a moment, may I ask a quick question, real quick?
Yes, sir.
May you please tell me, what's up with this flat earth? Is the earth flat, or is the word round thing that's going on your show? Like,
it's just
I
a
don't
new,
even think
it's
about
a,
it.
It's a this new religion. Crazy. It's a new religion, that's all. The people, whenever you believe in something, you got to find something to believe in. Whether it's true or not, you got to find something to believe in.
No, I wasn't talking about whether it's true or not. I was just, I find it bizarre, because it doesn't bring you anything. And that's why I was,
right.
You know, it was yeah.
And there's nothing for you.
Absolutely. And thanks for clarifying. With that said, Mr. Peterson, I know how busy you are. Kind regards to your audience and your colleagues. Be safe, and God be with you, sir.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Well, and
by the way, Happy Men History Month, Danny.
Happy Men History Month, Mr. Peterson. Yeah, be blessed, sir.
All right. You too, buddy. I want to, speaking of being pathetic, I'm telling you, in the good old days, those people would, especially men, they would not put up, they would never hire you if they even thought for one second that you blamed somebody else for you, for your failure. And then if they found out later that you blamed somebody else, you'd be fired at the bat of an eye. It'd be over. Elon Musk told his then ex-wife that he'll fire her if she were his employee. He'll fire her, he said. Isn't that amazing? And that's according to the ex-wife, Justine Musk, writing for the online magazine Maria Claire in 2010. Elon told her, according to her own words, according to this magazine, he would fire her. A complaining person, a blaming person, is a sorry person. Really pathetic. I want to quickly, before I go back to the phones and your super chats, and I will, 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. There's one line open now. I want to play this. And again, I want your thoughts. I want to know, do you believe this female that she obeys her husband? Watch this from TikTok. Do you believe it?
I always obey my husband. And a lot of ladies will tell me, why do you do that? He's not the leader of your household. He's not your boss. Actually, he is my boss and he is my leader. Like, look at this beautiful car. You think this is a Rolls Royce? No, ladies. This is obedience. When I obey my husband, everything always works out. I always obey my husband. I do because he's the leader of my household, and you should obey your husband too.
Do you believe that? Anybody, I wonder if Joey are the expert on relationships now. I wonder if he believed that. You believe that, Joey? Joey fried the TV every day, Monday through Friday at Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. And he always talk about relationship. Do you believe that? Not always, but most of the time.
Let me see. I haven't been back here in a long time.
going back to your roofs.
Do I believe it? No. I mean, I think that this is a perfect example of I'm gonna talk. I think I'm gonna talk about it on my show too, because it's an interesting clip. But it's just a example of the type of women that say they will obey, but only if their needs are met.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what it seems like.
Their ego needs.
Right. Like, if long as you provide everything I want and I need at any moment that I ask, I'll cook a meal. I'll make a sandwich. So that's what it seems like to me.
Amazing. Did you believe it, Nick?
Why do I get the impression that her man is Muslim? I don't know. I just get this impression he's like a Persian money with money. You know
Amazing.
What I mean? No, it looks silly to me. I must be cynic or something.
I could be wrong.
I'm like, hey, let's take away those. Let's do it like Job. Let's see what she would say.
Good point. I rest my case. There's nothing in her vibe that says she's obeying her husband. I'm being told by hate she has a Muslim last name. He think. Amazing. I want to just quickly give you this. I've been wanting to for a while. And this is about the crime in California. It's out of control. It's out of control. And it's happening right around Beverly Hills, in the valley where the beautiful suburbs are located. It's happening in affluent community. And it is out of control. It's amazing. And what's so interesting about it, when the police show up, the criminal is already always gone for the most part, exceptions to the rule. And another thing, though crime is out of control, I do not hear a loud cry, bring back the police. I don't hear white folks saying or the blacks or anyone saying, bring back the police. Crime is through the roof. These people are bringing in these people's homes, and sometimes the people are there. They are home, and they're still doing it. And there's no cry for bringing back the police. I want to give you a broad daylight alleged armed robbery in Beverly Hills. NBC LA, four teams. A 23-year-old arrested after Beverly Hills armed robbery. After a Beverly Hills armed robbery. Here's the first soundbite. A longtime business owner is not surprised. Watch this.
Meantime, in Beverly Hills, five people are behind bars after an armed robbery. Four of them are teenagers. Now, this is video that shows the crime happening in the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day, in the middle of the road here on Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills, police said the armed robbers got away with an expensive watch, but minutes later, officers got it back when they made several arrests. Video shared on Instagram shows an armed robbery on Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills. You can see one person grab a man's Rolex while it appears another man pointed a gun at the owner of the watch.
I just can't believe it.
Minutes later, Beverly Hills PD said they arrested four teenagers and a 23-year-old following a brief pursuit that ended in Hollywood.
But stealing is wrong.
Deep Sate owns Bombay Palace. The robbery happened outside his restaurant. He said he's owned the restaurant for 40 years, but he thinks criminals have become emboldened because laws are too lenient.
It does not surprise me at all. This has become the new normal, and it's a pity that this beautiful, great state of California, especially Beverly Hills, Los Angeles, has been ruined, and the politicians seem to be thinking it's a new normal. Across the street, we own the other business, which is we've made it into a membership only because we don't want people to come in, as we had a huge robbery last year.
He said he recently witnessed a theft on Rodeo Drive.
FedEx guys bringing their packages out, and a few guys come in and just take the packages away in front of everybody around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow. We're talking about Beverly Hills, California. In the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, that would have never happened in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills was on lockdown. police everywhere. If you even look suspicious, they're going to pull you over and ask, what's going on? And I remember when the blacks used to complain, oh, the police pulled me over in Beverly Hills because I was black, they say. Now you can, in the middle of the Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills, you can take a person's watch right there in broad daylight. And you can tell they were black. They were like, oh, whatever. Or at least it wasn't recorded. I don't know if it wasn't robber. It looked like they were black. But isn't that amazing? This is in Beverly Hills, California. Expensive area. And they pay for their cops. It's so bad in Beverly Hills now. I read a report a while back or told you about a report where the people in Beverly Hills, the citizens, they want automobiles that has glass, bulletproof windows. In Beverly Hills, California, these people listened to Black Lives Matter and took away the cops. They took away the cops because Black Lives Matter told them to. And let the inmates out, and look what we're getting. What's happening over there? Four of the five suspects was ages 16 to 18 years old. Watch that. Watch this.
As for the armed robbery on Wilshire, Beverly Hills PD said they made a quick arrest after a city employee witnessed the crime and alerted police. And thankfully, this man now has his watch back after a scary afternoon in Beverly Hills.
Again, police arrested five people, four of them between the ages of 16 and 18 years old. The fifth is 23, all of them facing charges ranging from assault with a firearm to robbery.
In broad daylight in the middle of the street. In Beverly Hills, California. I remember when Black Lives Matter burned up a police vehicle in Beverly Hills. Remember that? And they had no fear about it. Y'all listen to Black Lives Matter, a group that's worse than the KKK. I don't know what to tell you. My country is gone. In Encino, California, a beautiful area, folks. White folks and some Arabs and rich Arab folks who came over here with a suitcase full of money. Burglary, home robbery, out of control in that area now. NBC, Los Angeles. Intruders broke into an Encino home last Monday with two people inside. In a midday burglary in the San Fernando Valley neighborhood, police say. Watch this from NBC. Los Angeles.
And good morning. And three within 24 hours. Good morning from this neighborhood in Encino. Now, this burglary happened just about a mile away from recent home invasions in the Encino area. So according to the LAPD West Valley Station, they got a burglary alarm call at around 10:30 last night on the 4000 block of Bolina Drive, which is where we are this morning. There were several suspects involved in this one, an exact number not known. Thankfully, though, unlike the others, no one was home at the time. It's unknown what was taken, but LAPD tells us they did meet with the homeowner later on. But there have been a number of home burglaries here in Encino in recent weeks, as you mentioned, Adrian, including this one just a few nights ago, just blocks away on Nolene Avenue. The good news is police say the two women who were sleeping when the break-in happened there are safe. They were able to get out of the home and call police. The bad news is authorities are still looking for the people responsible.
Amazing. That's in Encino, California. I used to want to live over there. It was so beautiful. I never imagined it would come to this. y'all got rid of the police. Defund the police, they say. Black Lives Matter asked you, told you to do it. Not ask, told you to do it, and you said okay. And now look what you're getting. Look what you're getting. Look what you're getting. Last week, I remember we reported, we told you about a black who drove his baby mama and baby to a police chase after committing a robbery in Beverly Hills, California. Allegedly, I got to say that. It's going to get worse, folks. Y'all, what y'all don't know is that years and years have gone by, and the blacks have been trained, they've been told over and over, generation after generation, why are you doing this in your own neighborhood? Why don't you go to the white neighborhood? And now where are they going now? Black Lives Matter told you to get rid of the police, and you did it. Just think about this. I want y'all to smoke on that one. Radical, godless, family order, disorder, Black Lives Matter, worse than the KKK. Told you to get rid of the police, and you did it. White people, I don't know what. Y'all complained about the Jews? I can see why now. Joel O'Dare is reminding me, my producer, yesterday a music producer upscale Encino home was robbed, according to KTLA. They're breaking in. And one last quick thing before we go to a break and then I get to your calls. Remember, I've told you over and over and over and over and over and over, and your preachers have told you it's not true that Jesus was angry. But I've told you over and over and over and over and over again that anger is evil. You don't know the depths of anger and how evil it is, and Jesus had nothing to do with it. Jesus was not angry. They're lying to you. You can't even trust an angry person. An angry person is a desperate, wicked, evil person. Man or woman, no matter what color, what money, whatever. Anger is truly evil. I want you to hear this story. This is a story from Joey Swole.
So this Joey Swole story, Jesse, it's true what you're saying. Anger is evil. So may I kick it off here? I think I can show you guys this clip real quick before the break, and then I'll explain after. So Joey Swole is a guy on TikTok and different Instagram and like social media. And his whole thing is he protects people in the gym from bullies. So here is a little taste of Joey Swole, what he does. That's not Joey Swole right there. That is someone who's about to bully someone in the gym, and Joey Swole's going to respond. POV when you're posed. So he's posing, and then this guy gets in front of his camera, like he owns the gym, and pushes him out.
So let me get this straight. You think it's okay to put your hands on someone to stop them from walking through your posing video at the gym. Then you go and post that to social media as if this is something to be proud of.
So Joey Swole ain't taking it. You want to act like that in the gym, he's going to call you out.
The person that was posing owned the gym?
No, he was just there.
Oh, okay.
And then check this out real quick before the break.
Busted. I caught this guy checking me out in the gym.
You seen this where girls film themselves in the gyms and then they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this guy was checking me out.
What you know, I've been over.
That's a good question. And of course, Joey Swollen's not going
to
take it.
I had to slow the video down to make it seem as if he looked at you longer than he did.
So that's a little bit on Joey Swole. I want to explain why this is important after the break.
888-775-3773. And then we will get to your calls and super chat. The D-Live, the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. What a mess. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Back in a moment. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Okay. Jesse. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. Mending relationships. One at a time. All in the name. In the name. It's in the name. It's in the blood. Joel Friday TV. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Natural energy. All over the place. Just energy. Everywhere you look, just energy. Things falling apart through energy. Walking through doors like Superman. Look, it's a bird. It's a plane. No, it is the American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And he does fly in a plane. Isn't that amazing? It's not Superman. It's the American Anchor Baby. What else? Personal shout outs. Go to Bobby, Cameo, C-A-M-E-O. I'll do them for you. I do the shout-outs for you. People are like, hey, Justin, do the shout-out for me to this and that and blah, blah, blah. Wedding shout-out, congratulations, encouragement, birthdays, anniversaries. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And last but not least, like, follow, subscribe. Go and subscribe over there. Like over here. Ring the bell over there. Subscribe, all right? Go on X and everywhere to do it. I appreciate it. Let's just finish that story, then I get you to call us. About Joe Swole.
Well, Joey Swole, as you're aware, defending those bullied in the gyms, he has this following, and he goes to the gym, and he meets a fan of his. And I want to show you the story of this fan. Tell me what you think, Jesse.
So the guy Joey was just defending and helping, now he meets his fan.
And now he meets his fan, this guy right here, the Asian guy in the red, okay?
All right.
And this is the story of Nicholas. So here's the post from Joey Swole. It reads, I want to share an incredible moment I had at the gym tonight. As I'm finishing my workout, a very nervous young man came up to me asking politely if he could have a moment of my time and apologize for bothering me. I told him absolutely that he has never bothered me, to please always come say hi, and I asked his name. He said, Nicholas. Nicholas, still very nervous, trying to get the words out, began to tell me how much my videos mean to him and how much they've helped him. He said he used to be very cynical of people and the gym since being bullied as a kid, and wouldn't even come to the gym afraid of being judged and made fun of. He said that after watching my videos, knowing there are people like me in the gym, it gave him hope and the courage to go. Now he loves the gym and all the people inside it. I told him how so many people out there, both men and women, have had that same fear, and how incredible it made me feel to help him overcome it, and that it means so much to know my videos have purpose. You made my day, Nicholas, he says. And to get to the point, I guess.
Should I go, oh, that's nice.
You're supposed to.
What?
You're supposed to. No. I think, no commentary on Joey Swole. I think he's a fine person, whatever. But this Nicholas guy, what do you think, Jesse? Am I being judgmental? Don't you think this says a lot about Nick, that he thought the whole world was against him like that, so much so that he wouldn't go to the gym, that he was so bullied.
A beta. Beta. What a beta male. I didn't know people bullied people at the gym.
Well, that's the funny thing. He never even went to the gym because of what he thought people might do.
Oh, he never went at all.
He never even went.
What the?
Yeah. And he used to be very cynical, being bullied.
Because he thought it would happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
So the little Japanese, not Japanese, he never went to the gym before that?
Yeah.
He has never gone. How did he know they were going to bully him then?
It's a great question. I was wondering that myself last night when I was talking about this a little bit. And I was saying that he was...
Can everybody see Joel laying back like that?
No.
How come I should see him?
Because,
oh, because I'm not. I'm about to say. Jura has everything but a pillar missing.
I'm trying to get out of the way.
Oh, you're trying to get out of the way? There he is. Look at him.
He's chilling.
He be like, those are the kind of guys you fire.
No.
Elon Musk get rid of him real fast.
Like his wife.
Yeah.
But just to move on from this, I was saying that this, like, cynical attitude, I know it's like you feel bad for him. It's like, nice, you were so bullied. Don't worry, it's okay. But aren't those people, like, nasty and angry?
They're worse. Believe me, their personality is evil. But amazing. Do you remember one time Joel fell asleep at the board? Is that true, Joel?
Nope, not true.
You were asleep. Never I looked happened. Over, you were not down. I'm like, what the?
You can't prove it.
We should be able to prove it. I wouldn't challenge hate.
I was doing I was doing a silent prayer, and we confirmed this.
I bet you were. Okay. Thank you, Anchor Baby. Interesting story.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Traumatized people.
Yeah.
They're not nice.
The whole world.
It says a lot about you. It says a lot
about you. The whole world is a stage, and everyone is playing a part. The curtain goes up. And the theme is a broken heart. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly to the phones. Ryan, a first-time call out of California. Ryan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Ryan. All is well.
I just wanted to touch bases on a few things that you had said. I heard your call with Anne Marie, and I've been on the other side where her daughter is. And what you're saying, what you told her is absolutely right, because my dad and my mom did the exact same thing to me.
And it made me, once I did get out of that situation,
yeah,
it made me never go back into it because I knew that I would not have any support.
Nice.
None at all. And
so your parents did not put money on the bulls and collect calls and run it out there to see you?
No.
Right on.
Not at all.
Yep.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And it goes hand in hand with this blaming others for your downfall or for your situation.
Yeah.
My parents never raised me in an environment where they even made it feel remotely okay for me to blame somebody else.
That's right,
for
man.
My lack. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But to touch bases, I'm in California myself. I'm from Georgia. And I'm a Trump supporter. And I was listening to his what he was saying, and he caught a lot of flack for it when he's talking about these black jobs. And the reality is when you're looking at videos like these young kids going out robbing people in these high-end areas.
Yes.
The reality is the illegal immigration that is genuinely affecting the job market in California. Since I've been here, a year and a half. Like I said, I'm from the South. Blacks are not a super minority out here.
Yes.
Like they are in the South. Blacks are a super minority in the South. Out here, the Hispanics are a super minority. So when you go into a lot of higher paying jobs, jobs that will pay you an actual living wage where you don't need a second job.
Right.
When you go into those environments, you see predominantly Hispanics, and they've taken over the managerial jobs, the supervisor jobs. And it's not to necessarily say that, you know, it's their fault, but just the reality of it. Trump is not lying. Everybody else is not lying when they say that this is a problem. They're not hiring blacks on real living wages.
Yep.
They want to hire you to work temporary, $16, $17 an hour. And then it's like you say, I was just looking at a report on Fox News where it's saying that Kamala Harris donated to an organization to defund the police.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was the attorney general of California. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
And now their whole campaign is built around basically pacifying this victim mentality. You get what I'm saying? Their whole base is based on victimhood. If you feel discriminated, you're LGBTQ, come here. You feel you white people are holding you down, come here. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and it's like you said, they've programmed blacks from the beginning. Hey, stop doing it in your neighborhood and go do it over in the white people neighborhood. Yep. That's your enemy.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And the division is at an all-time high right now.
Yeah.
It's at an all-time high. It's just absolutely crazy. And then I want to touch bases on the question that you asked, where you're saying that the Bible question of the week. I'm the first. Okay. I'm a first time caller.
Right on. Welcome. Let me just say this to you first, and I will let you respond.
Okay.
I never, in all honesty, Ryan, I can honestly tell you, I never imagined growing up and see adult men, especially men, but adult men and women blaming someone else for their failure in life. I didn't know that. I just never heard that growing up. It wasn't around me. I didn't grow up thinking that and feeling that way. And when I went out on my own at 18, I never thought for a second that someone else was my problem until I believed the civil rights movement for a minute that the white man was our problem, right? But I never thought that. I quickly snapped out of that. But I just didn't know that one day we would have so many men and women being victims and blaming others. It didn't seem like that was possible. It blows my mind to see that now.
Yes, it is absolutely mind-blowing. when you give in to the victimhood mentality.
Yeah.
It's like me here recently. I come to the realization that, hey, that plays a part in it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm a believer in Christ, and he'll make a way where there is no way.
Always.
Circumstances can be what it is.
Yeah.
You understand? But you don't go into that victim mentality. It's like I've heard you speak about the blacks back way back when, before my time. When they couldn't get a toehold and they saw that the whites weren't trying to help them, they went and built their own stuff.
I rest my case. Absolutely, man.
They went and did their own stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like we just need to get back to that, you know, keeping our best and building up for us. You understand?
I do.
When the Lord sent the children of Israel into the promised land, he said, I send you amongst these group of people, right? And he said, you will see them doing things, but I don't want you to do that.
Yes.
So from my understanding of how God chooses, you can be amongst these people, but you need to still worship God as he's king right now.
Absolutely.
And that's what I feel like a lot of people are not doing.
They're amazing.
Not
Let me do this.
Their life.
They're not living their life what?
They're not living their life as if they serve God. As
amazing.
If God is their king.
Let's do this really fast because of time. Do you suffer the consequences of your actions?
That's what I was getting to. Definitely yes. Because I did 10 years in prison. Definitely,
nice.
Yes.
Right on.
Yes.
Stay close to your phone. Come back to your phone.
You said stay close to the phone?
Right.
Yes, you definitely suffer the consequences of your actions. I've seen it. I've seen guys on the inside who don't get any better because they have that victim mentality.
Yeah.
Most people that you meet and you talk to are innocent. The system was rigged against them.
Amazing.
I grew up in the hood. My mama didn't have nothing. My daddy wasn't there. And all of this stuff right here, instead of just taking accountability, taking assessment of your personal flaws and deficiencies, you know, and building from there. It's just...
Thank you so much, man.
We're being placated to a victimhood mentality.
It's sad,
you know
too. It's sad
and
to see
the,
it, man.
That's the biggest problem.
That's how they control you, though. They make you feel like a victim. Then they control you.
Yes.
Ryan, thank you so much, man. Call me again. It's only because of time. I got to run, but amazing call. Call me again.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, buddy. Wow. And I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Let me go quickly to Nevada and talk to Ashley. Out of Nevada. Ashley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thank you. And Joel did fall asleep. I saw that episode.
Oh, you did?
I thought it was.
He black.
He was asleep.
He lied.
Huh? So, the last time I talked to him, I'm sorry.
That was Joel.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. He was asleep. Jesse, so I stayed with my mom. She pays $2,200 for rent, right? And I'm only here temporary. And I got my own room, my own bathroom. Now that I have a second job that's a much better job that pays a lot more, you know, than my other job, I know she's going to be asking me for more money. And so I don't know how much was fair, in your opinion.
Was fair?
Yeah, for me to pay her.
Oh, so you have a room?
And a bathroom.
And a bathroom, right? In her house.
Yep.
How old are you?
43.
What?
What'd you say? Last time I talked to you, 43.
Okay.
43. Last time I talked to you, I explained to you that, like, I've been transgender for, like,
22 years, and like after COVID, I just dropped all of it.
Oh.
Stopped taking the hormones and stopped taking all the medication and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so, you know, I'm kind of like, kind of starting over, kind of, you know, whatever.
I got you. Yeah, I got you now. There's a limit as to how much landlord can raise rent now. How much is that, James? Do you remember?
It probably depends on the state.
Oh, yeah. He's in California. Oh, he's in Nevada. Yeah.
Now, Jesse, I'm paying her $200 now.
Oh, you are? And yeah. Does that include utility and everything?
No, I'm paying the utilities.
Oh, so you're paying
two? She pays for the cable, but I pay for the gas and the electricity.
Well,
and I put gas in her car. Like, I'm driving her car, too. Like, I don't like it, but it's just what it is.
Well, here's what I recommend. How long have you been paying rent?
Since January of this year.
And when do you think she's going to ask for an increase?
This weekend.
Oh, you do?
I just got this job. I'm in orientation. I started yesterday. This is my second day.
And does she know you'll be making more money?
Yeah, I think I told her before how much I was making.
Why did you tell her?
I know. I don't know. I shouldn't have told her. It wasn't her business.
Here's what I recommend for you. Since I can't really tell you how much you could or should not pay her, but I do know that you should not pay her an increase until you've been there at least a year.
And, you know, and then this job ain't even full-time or part-time. It's per diem.
Right.
You know, and she asked me this morning, you know, what's my schedule? I don't know my schedule. I'm in orientation. Like, I don't know nothing yet.
But she has no business asking you all those things.
And then I think about it, and it's like, okay, she asking me my schedule because I am driving her car, and it's like I'm a, you know, but she don't go nowhere anyway, but that's not even the point.
Right.
Now that
you're making more money, you will be making more money. Why not buy yourself a nice little used car?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because you want to be as free from her as possible. You don't want to be under her control. So now you have to stay there and rent for a while. Eventually, now that you're going to be making more money, buy yourself a little nice used car. So you can become...
I mean, but she going to want more money. She going to be...
I know, but don't worry about that. Now wait until that happens and see if it happened and wait. And then you would be... And stay calm. Ashley, stay calm. Don't think about it ahead of time so you get in your head and overreact, right? Stay calm, and I promise you, if you stay calm and deal with the situation in calmness, you'll be able to deal with your mother perfectly in this situation and all situations.
All right.
So calm down for now. Have a wait and see. You'll be able to tell her, no, not now, or I got to buy me a car. You'll be able to deal with it perfectly.
Okay.
So calm. Right. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I'll do it all day.
Okay. Well, just stay calm, man. Day. Don't worry about what's going to happen. And then number two, stop telling your mother your business.
Yeah.
You're grown 40-some-year-old man. She has no business asking.
You know, I haven't been telling her, but I shouldn't have told her how much this job was paying.
That's right. That's right.
I shouldn't have. But I hardly even talk to her.
Right on. And so you told her now, so don't worry about that. But stay calm and always have a way to see about everything.
Yep.
All right?
Yep. I sure will.
Let me know how it goes.
I will, Jesse. Thank you.
And I wish you well, man.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye now. Bye.
Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Celestial Lord gave a rumble rant. Pardon me.
You got to know how to rumble.
Who is the you that is guilty? Who is that person? Etc. Satan has possessed every single person because he's already sentenced to his own death and bring children of God's children down with him to his hell.
That's right. Amazing. Nice. Thank you.
Another from Celestial Lord, very generous, a rumble rant. Biblical question.
Do you suffer the consequences of your own actions?
Yes, he says. When I listen to Satan, think that it is me who is setting me up. I went on the command of Satan. I will no longer call him my father, because I understand all thoughts is Satan tricking me into hell.
Absolutely. Nice. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. That was a biblical question answer, right? I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Mr. Roy gave a Cash App donation. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Say it again.
All thoughts. I want y'all to notice. I know that most of you are not going to believe it, but so suffer. I don't care. But all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything except practical thoughts. Thank you.
And shout out to the top contributors on DLive, including Games for Reg, Groovy Monkey, Misty, Wolf336, Kid Combo One, and the rest of the supporters. Thank you guys for the lemons and ice cream and the rest of that stuff.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. And thank you guys. Yep. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. I cannot express enough. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Practical thoughts are tools to function on earth. God's voice and communication is a voiceless voice. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. If you ever catch hold of that, if you can just see what I mean, you're going to be a free man and a free woman. Just like that. It's going to blow your mind. When he said to overcome that your thoughts are not his thoughts, bring all thoughts into captivity, he was not playing. That was a deep, deep suggestion. And you can be free if you did it. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mothers and your fathers, all people. You got to forgive your mother. She has created you in her image. Recreate you in her image. Return to the Father by forgiving your father as well. But you don't let the devil tell you don't resent your mother. He's lying to you. All people have anger toward their mothers, and in some cases, their grandmothers. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Thank you for your donation and your support. Coffee, what'd you call that?
Cash App.
Cash App. And Hake is coming up now, then after Hake, Joel Friday, and then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Take care, folks. I'll see you tomorrow. Bible Thought for Thursday. And to the callers from South Africa, Rick from South Africa, Aaron from Maryland, and then other callers are just dropping. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the Creator arrives. Bible Thumper Thursday. Take care now. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you